This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens Council wants to change the rules after all so that a developer can build apartments on Main Street in Liverpool. At their regular meeting on Tuesday morning, councillors voted unanimously to start the process to amend the municipality's land use bylaw. A public hearing will be held on November 12th at 9 a.m. in council chambers about changing the bylaw to allow more ground floor space to be used for apartments in the downtown commercial zone. Currently, no more than half of a building's ground floor can be used for residential units. Developer Eric Fry approached the region in February to change that rule to allow him to turn all of 194 Main Street, commonly known as the Old Stedman's Building, into apartments. His original plan was for 16 units with indoor parking and storage. In July, councillors rejected changing the bylaw. Fry immediately listed the property for sale. He returned to the region's Planning Advisory Committee in August with a new plan that would include two commercial units on the ground floor of the 30,000-square-foot building, in addition to 14 apartments. His latest proposal is for 18 residential units, four of which would be so-called hotel suites, and two Main Street-level commercial units of 300 square feet each. One of those would be a laundromat. Director of Land Use Mike McLeod reminded councillors that if the bylaw is changed, it would apply to all property owners in the downtown commercial zone.
Any proposed amendments would apply not only to the applicant's property, but would apply to all other owners of property of commercial buildings who want to convert more than 50% of the ground floor area to residential uses.
Planning Advisory Committee members originally discussed recommending a minimum depth of 6 meters for commercial space on the ground floor, but settled on 3.66 meters, or 12 feet, and a minimum floor area of about 300 square feet. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton sits on the committee. She said they believe the bylaw needs to be more flexible for property owners in the commercial zone.
There are buildings of significant sizes that make it really challenging to allow for more residential while protecting the commercial area. And so what this does is it protects the Main Street and surrounding streets in those commercial zones or commercial core zones anywhere in our land use bylaw.
Under the proposed amendments, the commercial units could not be used as office space by the building owner or manager. Mayor Scott Christian said the changes would be good for downtown business.
We're hoping that to see that generate more investment, because right now we all know that there's a lot of vacancy and underutilized spaces in the downtown core, and there's also a lot of space that could be repurposed for residential units, which we know there's a huge demand for. So we're hoping that we've struck a good balance there.
In a survey conducted by Halifax Consultants in July, 18 of 30 respondents said they were fully or somewhat supportive of changing the bylaw. But 90% of the business owners who responded were against a bylaw change. They said they were concerned about eroding the commercial area. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.